direction. Create a life that feels right for you. Move on, you can change your story. Be strong, choose to walk your own way.
Pitchfork, and you're listening to Rock'em Radio Show.
Rock'em Radio, your rock station.
Hi guys!
The radio show that helps you relax and unwind after a busy day. Raccoon Radio Show with Gino Alash.
The 2 hours of hard rock and heavy metal. Tuesdays.
On TFRC 101.9 FM, Kingston, Ontario, Canada. Stay heavy.
Hablamos español.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM. Vous écoutez le CFRC 101.9 FM.
Well, I never thought you'd hurt me. I guess you live in...
Hey, you're listening to Raccoon Radio Show, where we bring you the best of rock and metal from underground hands to legendary names. Right now, we're diving into something truly special, an exclusive interview with Martin Eriksson, also known as Atron from Dumpf. Dumpf has been making waves with their unique blend of dark, atmospheric and heavy sounds. And today, we'll be talking about their story, their vision, and of course, their latest album, No Angels Alive. But before we jump into the conversation, let's see the mood with a track that perfectly represents their powerful and haunting style. Here's Might As Well Have Died from Dumpf, Cranking Up. Don't forget, you are in a rock and radio show via CFRC 101.9 FM, Kingston, Ontario.
Hi guys, my name is Atron from Dumpf, and I am very honored to be here on Rock'em Radio. Please stay tuned, because this is one of the best channels in the world, actually, especially with Gino.
Raccoon Radio, your rock station.
Why does the sun go shining through? Rock'n Radio, your rock station.
Nice to meet you, Gino.
Nice to meet you, Martin. First of all, congratulations for your album.
Oh, thank you so much.
Pretty nice. I really love it.
I love that you love it. You know, we are very excited, all of us.
Yeah.
First of all, that we just managed to make that, we find a new record company, and then we, you know, could just get back on track and start, you know, continue to write songs for it, and then it just turned out wonderful, you know. I'm very happy, you know. I'm just more happy to hear that you like it.
Thank you. How is everything with the new record company?
I think it's good. It's really good. They are really engaged. We love the old guys. We had, it was another company, smaller Finnish record company for the first album. But there was no drama at all. They realized that we had this meeting, what we wanted to do, you know. We want to not just stay a small band. We would like to see the world with this music. And they told us that they didn't have the energy, they couldn't bring up the force that was needed to do that. So they suggested that we should try to move on to a bigger company. And we did, with Silver Lining. And these guys are wonderful, you know, really nice person.
I see that they are working very, very well.
Yeah, you know, and they've been around for many years, and they have some of my old, you know, house gods, you know, Biff Byford from Saxon, and you know, Motörhead, you know, what's left of Motörhead, but still, you know, some Swedish bands, Europe, and so on. So it's a nice old school record company. I like it.
Yes, yes. Martin, first, yes. What's the meaning of damp?
Of the word, of the name.
Yes, the name.
It's a weird name. It's a weird name, and now it's too late to change it.
I'm trying to look in the answer.
Yeah.
And, nobody knows. Honestly, I tried tonight. Yeah. No. Okay. I can't find the answer. What's the meaning of that? You can.
I tried to make a long story very short. It's like 4 years ago, I decided that I'm actually going to do this project. I had it in my mind for many, many years, since I played drums with a Swedish thrash metal band called Maninja Blade. And then I had this idea, because I wanted to keep the power of that kind of black metal and death metal, but I want to add some more melodies, you know, and maybe some synthesizers. And that for many years it's been such a weird combination, so people didn't understand, but I think the time is right now you can do this without, you know, it doesn't, you know, it's hopefully we sound a bit different. But then I needed a name for this band. Okay, I'm going to keep this shorter. And I needed a band name, and I don't want to have anything religious or political or you know, salute to Satan or death or anything. I want to have something, a band named after the elements of the nature, the forces, the big great forces of nature, you know, like the wind and the water, and you have everything. And then I came up with the only name that wasn't taken was Steam. And Steam, it sounded a bit, no, it doesn't sound very powerful. And at the time, I had a farm, and I had an animal keeper, and he was a German guy, and he was helping me to take care of the animals. And he was also a German student, so he learned me some German, and I learned him some Swedish. And then I said, I'm thinking about steam, and then they said, steam, dumpf, he said, dumpf, and I said, what's that? That's steam, water steam in German is dumpf.
Dumpf.
And so I was like, all right, why not, you know? So I don't know, it's a homage maybe to Rammstein or whatever. Wow. But now we're stuck with it. Now it's too late to change.
Wow, sounds unique, honestly. That's perfect, unique.
Okay, good, thank you. I got some criticism for it, a lot, actually.
Well, how the idea for the album No Angels Alive come about, and what themes did you want to explore?
First of all, the themes I wanted to explore was to show, because at the time we started making No Angels Alive, the second album of Dump, then suddenly I realized that we all, these eight people we are in the group, they are solid members. They all are solid members. And so the first theme was to see what sound can we bring and how much will it change from the first album, because now then we have a lot of, you know, hired guns, you know, wonderful person, Johan Hegg from Amon Amarth, and we have Tommy Johansson from Sabaton, and these guys, they all put their effort into it, but now we are a group, now we should sound like a group, you know, the groups when I grow up, you know, you can hear that it was Motörhead or whatever, you know, you can hear that. And so that was the first thing. The second was that I think I was a bit more confident writing songs for this new record, because I knew we had a record company and I knew that we had some fans that wanted more music. We didn't know that for the first album. We just did what we could and do the best we can. And so I think we, at least for me writing songs, I can go further away and do weirder stuff. And that's why you have the songs Ghost and Heart of Darkness, and these songs, they wouldn't have happened on the first one because I didn't have the, you know, the confidence to do it. But, so and I think the theme was to bring this story. It's, there is a weird story, so, which go through all the songs actually. It's gonna end with the last song on album 3, and then, you know, if we're still there, still alive, kicking, then you have the full story. It is a drama, it's through all, and it, that makes it fun. And then you put in these small stories from besides, you know, things I read, and I have this wonderful producer, Jonah T. He's also in a very good group called Eat.
Yes.
And he's the producer, and we have a lot in common. We have a lot of fun, you know. He's some years younger than me, but we have a lot of fun when we record, because we discuss this weird phenomena, you know, like, there was one song on the first album called Hoyomi, and it's about this weird woman, killer, poison killer from Holland, I think. And I read a book about it, and then I agreed, and then we said, we should write a song about her. You know, she's incredible, that woman. He said, yeah, let's do it. And then the day after, the song was done, you know. So it's very, very good company to write songs and to live with these guys.
Yeah. Talking about Jonah T., what aspects of his production style helped shape the final song?
I make the demos here in my little studio, but I'm not very much of a guitar player. I have some to play some, you know, to just go, and I can do it. But as soon as it comes to this, then it's, you know, I'm fucked. Smoked. Mm-hmm. But I make the demos and I send them to him, and he just, 3 hours later, he just sends them back, and he's been playing weird drums on, you know, on his computer. And then, but he plays bass very good and guitar very good. So you can very fast hear what the song is going to sound like. And sometimes he put up, you know, it's very fast to work with him. He's very, I don't know the English word for it, but he's very picky, you know. He's like, no, he changed very small details. Mm-hmm. He's such a good musician. He can hear that it has to keep the rhythm, to keep the swing and everything. Even though it's hard metal, you must feel the rhythm, you know. Mm-hmm. It's a good musician. And sometimes he goes in and says, I changed this accord to this one. And I'm like, usually I say, wow, that's great. And sometimes I say, no, you missed. It must be bad. It must sound like that, you know. So we have a really, really nice, I just sent him a demo now, actually, for album 3, which is, I'm already starting to work with it. You know, this is the energy I get.
Wow. The album blends hard rock, thrash, power metal, and electronic elements. How did you decide which styles to include and balance them?
Usually I have it already on the demo, but since I don't play guitar so much, I asked Jonah to add as much guitars as he wants, you know. I usually play the riff and some of the songs, like Might As Well Have Died. Then I also send the solo, because I don't want the, I want the solo to be a melody, that certain melody. So that solo I sent, I play on the synthesizer, that how I wanted it, the solo to be. And then Louwe, our guitarist, Craig Yksa, is such a great, you know, he can hear it just by the phone, you know. Then I hang up, and then 5 minutes later I had the first solo, and it sounded almost like identical to the one on the record. But I think it's usually, Jonah, he keeps some of the synths, you know, some of the keyboard tracks that I send him. And if you can't keep them all and play guitar, so sometimes then you have to take some off and play guitar, or then the guitar is off and then you take some of my stuff in. I think it's just when you cook food, you know, you taste and you think, and it sounds too much, or it's too less, you know, and then suddenly the song is done. Creation, wonderful creation.
Go a little, no, too much, less.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, too much salt, maybe some more wine.
Exactly.
Too much wine, maybe some more parsley, you know. It's fun.
Wow. How did the lyrics for the album come about? Was there a specific inspiration or theme guiding the writing?
I made music in another genre, more pop dance thing, for so many years. And in that genre, you can't write everything you want. You need to be in a certain box, you know, dance music. It has to, you know. And with Dump, we can write everything. There is no limit. And that makes it very fun. One of the last songs we recorded were Masquerade, and I just finished reading a book about Johan Jakob, whatever his name was, and the killer. This is a king killer, king slayer in Sweden, who lived 1790 something. Yeah, so he just decided, he was very influenced by his friends, his bigger, cooler friends, you know. They were high up in society, they were generals, and they were in politics and everything. And he wanted to be part of this group so much. So they, you know, they made him do this, you know. They gave him the pistols and everything, and go kill the king and you can hang with us, you know. It's such an idiotic thing. And when he pulled that trigger, it was too late, and then he realized that he wanted some change, but he wanted most of all to be friends with these guys, more than to kill the king. And it's a true story. And so that's what Masquerade is all about. But that's just one song. I think we write about, what I mean is very, you can write about anything. And I think I have something in my stomach that says, this is a good Dump lyric. And sometimes it's, oh, this is, we made a song which didn't reach this album. It's called Summer Rain. And somehow this song is not Dump lyrics. So we didn't put the song on. We need to change the lyrics. Maybe we take that song to the next album, but the lyrics is not Dump. So it didn't make it, you know.
The other one.
Yeah. But it's, I think, nice books, weird stories, and these ghost stories about, and weird dark things about the nature, and because nature is scary enough, you don't have to come up with it, start to wave your Bible or and Satan and stuff, you know. Let other people do that. I think the dark nature, weird, knotty, weird oak in the dark forest is scary enough.
Yes. Wow, thanks for the explanation. I like it.
Sorry, maybe I'm too long, but I think it's...
No. I love your answer.
I'm excited. Yeah, no. Talk to you. Gino.
Thank you. Martin, I'm learning with you. What does
that... There's a nice room you're sitting in.
Oh, thank you. That's my studio.
Yeah, I see that. You're a Star Wars fan.
Yeah, of course. Just put it a point.
Yeah.
I love the old Star Wars. What does the title No Angels Alive mean, and how does it reflect the album concept?
It's a sentence and a feeling that goes through hopefully all the songs of the album. It's all about it's a little bit serious actually, more than the ghost stories, because we are living in this weird time. You think that all the big wars are over and people are smarter. There is 2024. It should be, you know, wars. This should be over, you know. We're in the future now. This, you know, and we're not. Everything is normal. And it's like it's 100 years ago, you know. We take that country and we shoot these people. And like, what? You know, you don't do that. It's modern time now. So we're thinking and we're discussing this, and then we're thinking about the angels that have hold their wings over the people, the mankind of this planet. They are getting older, they are getting bored, we don't listen. We keep killing each other, and they try to save as much of us as we can, you know, from accident and everything, but they have given up hope. So soon, there are still angels in my religion, there are still angels out there, but that they are getting fewer and fewer, and in foreseeing a future, in 100 years, there will be no angels alive. They will be gone. I'm not sure they are dead, actually. Maybe they just move on to some other planet, which they hope they can, you know, help. Because they can't help us. We are too stupid on Earth. We make wars and we kill each other and we come up with weird inventions that, you know, and we pollute the seas and we just keep on crashing this Mother Earth, you know. And so the angels, they are fed up with us, and in 100 years they are all gone. That's what it's all about. Nice. If we don't change, maybe we can bring them back.
Yes, maybe one day. It's gonna take time, but I have hope.
Yes, me too.
Can you tell us about the music video for No Angels Alive? How does it visually relate to the music and album concept?
I think all the songs, when I write the songs and do the refrain, the chorus and everything, then I always see pictures. And these pictures, if I was a billionaire, then I could do that, you know. I can bring this, you know, these great guys from Hollywood in and say, this is my dream, this is what I see, you know. And then again, okay, we can do that. Here again, here you have $10 million. Do that, do my dream. But we don't. We have a small amount of money. And I went to film school many years ago, so I write scripts and I go around very much actually and try to locate, to see different locations. And I say, that's a great forest. That forest could be part for them, might as well, this little green lake. It was perfect. It wasn't exactly my dream, but my $10 million dream, but it was my $100 dream, you know. And then I asked the place if I can we please, you know, record a video here? And he said, yeah, be careful about the sea. But he wasn't very happy when I was going around in it, you know, so I was a bit excited, you know. And then I listened to the song and I watched what we filmed, and I just had the feeling of, this is good, this match, you know, this is it's an extension of the song. The song is, if the song is like this, with the video, it looks like that, you know. It is extension of the song to have some pictures.
Wow, let me tell you, the video clip is amazing. The castle and everything, you did a very good job. One of the best in this year, in my opinion.
Oh, wonderful.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Yeah, I put a lot of energy into the videos because I like them. It's fun to do them, and it's fun to see it come together. But sometimes we had a part in the, just that song actually, Might As Well Have Died, where we just took a part off because it didn't match the song. The pictures didn't match, and then we're like, cut, out. But, you know,
yeah.
I think it's but you need a couple of beers. Then, you know, you can really go out there and feel, you know.
Yes, it is better with a beer.
I think the old Vikings, you know, they had some mushrooms or something, and then they decided what to do, you know.
Decided what to
do. No rush.
Right. Martin, how do you see DAMF evolving in the coming years? Are there any specific changes or development you want to explore in your music or as a band?
Hopefully, this record will take us a bit further, because there is a journey. That's why I call the first album The Arrival, because we just arrived as a thing, you know. Yeah. And I was thinking about naming this record The Journey, because this is what the journey is, but then we felt, you know, it's a good title. No Angels Alive is a good title. But we are on a journey, and I would hope that this is the next step, and these songs are taking us out, which they do actually, because I got to meet Gino today, and very far away from Sweden, and I know that we have some listeners over there, and we have them a little bit. It's growing like a good plant, good tree, this one, and I just hope we're such a new band, we don't have so many listeners yet that we can go out on our own tour yet. And that's, but hopefully in a few, 2 years maybe. But when we're asking our agent, we have a new agent, wonderful guy called David Maloney, and he has some other big groups, much bigger groups. And we try to make him to see if we can do a warm-up show for some bigger act, you know. I would love to go before, you know, Hammerfall or Ghost or, you know, some English band or American band or whatever. I think it's a good thing to get the band together. We did a concert this summer, in the beginning of the summer, called Sweden Rock Festival. It's a huge festival. You know, I think it's, I don't know, 50,000-60,000 people. And that's a lot of people. They, of course, they didn't all see us, but I think we had at least 7,000 or 8,000 in the audience in the end of the show, 1 hour show. And after this show, we were so happy because everything sounded exactly like we dreamed about, and the audience were so wonderful. They were singing along, even the verses, they were singing all weird stuff, you know, that we have released before. But then after an hour, I was lit in the bus home. I had to go to another work, so I had to go home after the festival. The rest of the guys were having a party, listening to Judas Priest. Rob Halford just went on, and I was in the bus by myself. And I felt a little vacuum in my body, because the band, we rehearsed and everything sounds so good. We just missed something, and that's a tour. We don't have any more shows. That's depressing.
I understand.
So hopefully in a few years we're going on a tour. Hopefully next year we're going on a, you know, warm-up tour, and we continue with the next album and see if we can come up with good songs and weird stories and continue this story, you know.
Yes. Is there a particular region or country you're excited to visit with your band?
I have visited a lot of countries with my music over the years, because I've been a musician for a long time. But there are countries I've never seen. I've been to Canada once, just once for a short show, in Toronto, I think.
Toronto.
We were there to see a friend of mine, he's a very good friend of a hockey player called Sudan, and he was playing in Toronto.
Yes.
So we were there and saying hello to the Sudan, he's Swedish, but they lost the game, so he was very angry afterwards. We were supposed to have a beer and go out with him, and, you know, Sudan's gonna show us Toronto, but they lost the game and he was smashing things up, and he was, you know, so we couldn't do that. Anyways, I would love to see America, all of America, all the way to the south and to all the way up to Canada, and even Greenland. And then I haven't toured and seen Germany. I haven't seen a lot of Europe. I've seen, Asia, being some, but I think the rest of the world would be, I just, you know, we go anywhere, you know, because this is fun.
Yes, I think everybody in the complete American continent will like your music.
Oh, I love to hear that.
South America. Latinoamérica, Mexico, United States.
Yeah.
I'm sure of that. Well,
this one.
Okay. Martin, any final words for this interview?
Oh, Gino, thank you so much for letting me on. I'm very, very honored to be here. I wish you could meet the rest of the bands, but I'm living in a small town in the middle of Sweden, and the rest of the guys are living in Stockholm, everyone.
Wow.
But hopefully you will meet the rest, but hopefully we will meet each other in person. We can have a beer.
Yes, of course. Maybe when you come to Canada, to Ontario.
Yeah.
I know I will send you an email to your website and say, Martin, it's me, Gino from Rockham, from Kingston. Remember me.
Yeah.
You're to the show.
And to all of you watching this, I'll just say thank you so much. And I sincerely hope that you like the record and, you know, the videos, and that you, I don't know, somehow make yourself heard. Because then we can come and play for you. And that will be really, really nice. And we are super hot to do this, because everyone is like, we want to go there.
Yes, buy the record, guy, buy the record.
Yeah.
Oh, it's important.
Great.
Thank you very much, Martin, for your time.
Thank you so much.
Well, good luck, and hope to see you again.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me on. See you soon, I hope.
See you, my friend.
You're listening to the Rock'em Radio Show, the most powerful 2 hours on FM. Rock'em has been rocking the airwaves since 2002, bringing the best of rock straight to your ears. Visit us at www.rockhamweb.com and join the musical revolution. Rock'em. Keep on rock'em.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM. Vous écoutez au CFRC 101.9 FM.
All right, we're reaching the end of today's Rock'em Radio Show. But before we wrap things up, I got one last set of heavy things tracks for you. First up, Graveshot with Lost My Way, a powerful track full of energy and emotion. Next, we have Shoes Idol with The Animal Kingdom. Then, get ready for Three Dead Fingers and their track, Pass the Rose. And to close today's show, we have Spectre with The Alchemist. So turn it up one last time and enjoy the set. And that's wrap for this episode of the Rock'em Radio Show. Thank you for tuning in. It's always a pleasure sharing great music with you. Remember, Rock'em Radio Show is broadcast via CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario, Canada. If you want to reach out, send us a message at editor@rockhamweb.com. We love to hear from you. And don't forget to check out our social media. Follow us and send your requests. And stay connected with everything Rock'em. Everyone is welcome. Until next time, keep rocking, stay safe, and see you on the next Rock'em Radio Show. Cheers!
Hey, what's up, guys? Here's Esteban from Grapeshot, and you're listening to Rock'em Radio Show. All right.
Rock'em Radio, your rock station. I'm gone! I am out!
Hey, this is Sue's Idol, and you're listening to Rock'em Radio Show.
Rock'em Radio, your rock station.
Friends of fools, wait. This is Three Dead Fingers, and we're on Rock'em Radio Show.
Rock'em Radio, your rock station.
This is Spectre, and you're listening to the Rock'em Radio Show.
Rock'em Radio,
your rock station.
This CDG month, discover how Queen's alumni are driving meaningful change through impactful careers aligned with the UN Sustainable Development Goals. On Wednesday, March 26, Queen's